nation, we are still a country of a racist country. This is what the message out there, and it's going to be manipulation of both the blacks and the whites to basically hate each other even more. And when Barack Obama is on the ticket with Hillary Clinton, guess how many whites are going to vote for this guy? Do you see where the link is, Mark?
Sure, I agree with you. As usual, you are probably right. It's just going to take me a little bit of time to catch up.
Well, I'll tell you what. We told people about the economic war 4 years ago, and now we are witnessing it right here, right now. We told them that the dollar is going to continue to go down and down and down. And this is how, when my voice was breaking up, this is how dictatorship and fascist regime control their people. The money you are making, the money you're making will not be able to purchase. Whenever your purchasing power is not there to even feed your children, you will not pay attention to politics. The reason some of the people in the United States are paying attention now to politics is because they have plenty of time on their hands. Now, once they start having to have two jobs and three jobs just to feed their children, then it doesn't matter what the political system is, if it's dictatorship or democracy. We'll catch this after the break, and we welcome your phone calls. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car.
And we are being joined by Michael Collins Piper of the American Free Press. Hello.
How you doing, guys? You know, I couldn't resist calling in. I'm only going to take a couple of your minutes because, you know, I have my own show here on RBN, so I can say what I want to say on there. But, you know, your two comments, I would agree absolutely with Hashem regarding this situation in Jenna, Louisiana. You know, it's being made into something by the mass media in America. I think there is another agenda there. There's an underlying agenda. It could very well, in fact, play a part in the upcoming election because, you know, the media can make or break an issue. If they want to bring it to public attention and keep it there, they will. So I think Hashem is right about that. It can be manipulated. Now, the other thing that I mainly originally called in, I just wanted to comment on this very briefly, is this idea of this Michael Bernard Mukasey, who is now the new, or presumably going to be the new Attorney General. You know, I think it's totally relevant that we should be able to discuss his religious leanings, what some might call his religious extremism, his connections to Israel. Likewise, the same with the guy who's in charge of Homeland Security. You know, if there were two Arab Americans or maybe, say, a black American, an American-born black who was a convert to Islam, who was nominated for a high post, his religious views would be very controversial. Even the Washington Post here last year, and I've commented this on my radio program and to anybody else who would listen, you know, the Washington Post published an article in its front section raising the question, saying that there were people who were concerned that there were too many Catholics on the Supreme Court. And I guess my concern about all this is that we're able to raise these questions about any and all religions or philosophical points of view, but the subject of Jewish influence, Jewish religious points of view, and devotion to Israel are considered out of bounds. And that's just my commentary, and that's all I'm going to say. I'll let you guys comment it on if you wish. If you don't care to, don't do it. I just wanted to throw that out.
You know, Mike, you are bringing an excellent point, and it's just there is an environment here. I'm not saying it's good environment. I'm not saying it's right environment. But if you criticize anything Muslim or Catholic, then it's okay. That's your right. You can do it. But if you criticize anything Jewish or if you bring up someone's background as being Jewish, you will have plenty of people, ignorant and otherwise, be attacking you as an anti-Semite. And this is what they have created, and this is what we have to live with because it has been created out there while we were sleeping. Now, this was not created in my lifetime. It was created probably in my grandfather's lifetime or before, that do not criticize anyone Jewish, but you can criticize anybody else that you want. And it was engraved in our own minds. I bet you if you go out there to the streets of America and you bring up the fact that Mukasey is Jew, you're going to have people raising their eyebrows at you like, what does his religion have anything to do with it?
Exactly.
But you're right, 100%, because look, if we look at who the people in power now, and if we put a religious rating on them, I guarantee you, you're going to have Jews will surpass everybody else, even though they only consider about 1.5% of the population. But in the administration, I guarantee you, I don't have the exact percentage, but I guarantee you they're over 30%.
Well, you know, Hashem, it even really goes beyond religion here. I'm gonna take a liberal stance here and say that, you know, it's not so much even in this case the religion, but the political orientation of these guys, their devotion, their intense devotion to the interests of the state of Israel, which happens to be a foreign country. And
right.
And you know, see, that's it. I mean, it could very well. I mean, if President Bush had named Attorney Mark Lane as Attorney General, okay, people might say, well, he's Jewish, But the fact is, Mark, although he is Jewish, is a very big critic of Israel. He's even been accused of being a self-hating Jew because he's critical of Israel. So we're not here to say that it's because they happen to be Jewish that there's a concern, but it's because they happen to have interests, a devotion to the interests of a foreign country.
Well, let me rephrase. I'm glad you mentioned that. Let me rephrase what I meant. Now, whenever we say Jew or Jewish, does not mean someone who prescribes to the Jewish religion. It is that mindset. It is that, you know, Jewishness to me is not just a religion, because you have a lot of, you have probably millions of people who claim to be Jews, but they're atheists at the same time. And you're right, with this mindset of Israel first, then it doesn't matter what happens in the United States, because, you know, look at what the Greenspan now coming out to say that it was done for the oil. You know, where the heck was Greenspan before? Why is he wants to sell his book now that he's coming out and saying that it was for the oil? And, of course, you know, it was not for the oil, because no one had deprived us of the oil before. This war was mainly for Israel that we are paying for, and now we are gathering more and more people and putting them in there, getting them ready for the next administration. Who do you think, Michael, is going to be the new president in 2008?
Well, you were talking about this earlier. I do think that Rudy Giuliani, I think he's almost an inevitability. And I really have not thought for a long, long time that, you know, there's a lot of people who are concerned and afraid of Hillary Clinton. I don't think the powers that be really trust Hillary Clinton. That always throws off a lot of people who have spent the last 16 years or so worrying about Hillary Clinton. But I just don't think they will trust her. And I think that if she is a Democratic nominee, that you are going to find a lot of Jewish Zionist money bankrolling the Republican Party. This is what happened. I repeat this time and time again. This is what happened when Hillary Clinton ran for the United States Senate for the first time. Top Jewish financiers in New York who had traditionally supported Senator Charles Schumer, the Democratic liberal, lined up behind Hillary Clinton's Republican opponent, Rick Lazio. So, you know, they did not want her in the Senate. They tried to stop her. They failed. And I don't think that despite the fact that Hillary has made nicey-nice, has abandoned some of her connections with more moderate Jewish elements, such as Rabbi Michael Lerner of Tikkun magazine and so forth, the Zionists never forgive and they never forget. And if they have a choice between someone like Rudy Giuliani and or someone like former Senator Thompson or someone like even Mitt Romney, who has shown his devotion to the neoconservative foreign policy line, I think that when push comes to shove, they will go with proven entities like Rudy Giuliani. And certainly, when you look at what the Republican Party has done, when you look at the fact that people such as Ronald Lauder have said that George Bush has been the best president Israel's ever had. Even actress Joan Rivers, I quoted her on my show the other night. She said that she started out with Bill Clinton, but Bill Clinton abandoned Israel, and so she went with George W. Bush.
Of course.
I don't think the Zionists have anything to lose by continuing with politics as usual under the Republicans, because the Republicans have delivered their agenda to them on a solid gold platter.
Well, definitely. And look at what is happening with Giuliani's. You know, number one, the media is keeping Giuliani right now out of everything. You know, they're not. You don't see a lot of criticism of Giuliani on the news. And what is happening now? Giuliani is getting his people, his ducks in a row, as we say, with hiring, what's his name, Daniel Pipes.
Oh, exactly.
So Giuliani is getting his cabinet together from now, and these people are going to be in your face. Here we are. There's nothing you can do about it. It is not a conspiracy anymore. We are right here. We are. It's a fact. You know, you mentioned Mitt Romney. You know, they're not really too happy with Mitt Romney just for one simple fact, that when he announced his presidential campaign, he chose to do it in the Henry Ford museum or library or something, a foundation.
And, that's and interesting. I didn't
like
know that. Okay.
Yeah, they did not like that. Of course, we know how Henry Ford liked these people and their control. But with Mitt Romney, and Mitt Romney had paid for that. But you know what? I mean, he, even though when they told him that don't do it there, he still continued and he did it there. So I don't know what message Mitt Romney was trying. But when he went down to Herzliya, Israel, afterwards, he was basically, I'm here for Israel. But I agree, the only one that they can really trust on carrying on this is Rudy Giuliani.
Exactly. You know, as
Mark,
far
jump in. Mark, jump in anytime you want, brother. Mark took a nap.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'll tell you, as far, you know, that's interesting about Giuliani. I didn't know that. But, you know, I tell you, it's a situation where, even with Giuliani, I continue to open up the papers and the magazines, and they're constantly raising the question about his religion. I mean, they're keeping it in the face of the American people, and that's no accident. So I think there's a deliberate attempt to destabilize Mitt Romney from the get-go. I don't think they trust him precisely because he's a Mormon. They would consider that kind of a wild card, you know.
Right.
But Rudy Giuliani has a long and proven record in that realm of I mean, his record in the Justice Department. I could go on and on and on about that.
Well,
but
I mean, just the fact, Michael, that he was part of the 9/11 cover up will tell you that he was a part of 9/11. In the designing plans or designing phase of 9/11.
Exactly.
So he's one of them. He's an insider. You know, he knew, you know, we have covered this on the TV show and on the radio show, but this is a man from within this mob that basically took over the country.
Exactly. And you know, it's the very fact, I'll tell you something, I think the very fact that President Bush has nominated Judge Mukasey for Attorney General is kind of an unspoken nod that from the Bush administration that Giuliani is the fair-haired boy, because, you know, Mukasey and Giuliani are not just old associates, but apparently old friends. I mean, they are. I like the terminology, thick as thieves here. You know, so these guys go way back. This is already kind of installing. You know, the new administration beforehand. That's essentially
they work together. They work together as in the district attorney's office.
Yeah, and apparently it's very.
Yeah, good evening. I was going to just say something in relation to what Mr. Pfeiffer was just saying. When it was announced the other day, Bush's choice for the replacement of the Attorney General, I almost started laughing because they were reading off his credentials, and they said he was a strong supporter of the Patriot Act and so on and so forth. I thought that, you know, it was almost like he was coming out of a novel, out of a movie. I said this is just so absurd, and I hadn't thought that. Yeah, this is maybe like Michael was saying, maybe this is giving the nod to Giuliani. I was maybe he's right. I was thinking that the Bush crowd was going to get behind Bombson Thompson more.
Fred Thompson, you mean?
Yeah, they call him, you know, Bombson Thompson because he says, well, let's go out and bomb some people.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think Fred Thompson, I don't know why Fred Thompson even, joined in. I guess just to kind of make the field look like that they have real people in there. And like I said earlier, they are keeping Giuliani not on the back burner, but kind of on the middle burner. Not out there yet, but believe me, a few months before the convention, you will see Giuliani. He is way on top now. I mean, there's no question about it. He's way on top with 42%, and I think Fred...
Well, with the money, too. See, that unfortunately, it comes down to money, and okay. I think you're probably right.
We do not elect in this country. We select.
Yeah. You know, and having said all this, you know, earlier on I listened to the 2 hours with Tommy Cryer and the Hanson boys about their victory there in that case. And I get the feeling that we're either on the edge of a brand new revolution with some of these cases that are taking place, or we're on the edge of total tyranny.
Alan, appreciate your call. Michael, appreciate your call.
Yeah, Hashem, I have to run. Good talking to you.
Thank you. Listen to-
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to the end of our show today, and we apologize for all the technical, actually it was beyond our control, technical issues, but that's something that we probably have to deal with. It's part of life. It's becoming part of life. But, you know, things are not as bad as we make them sound. But hopefully they will not get any worse than this. But, you know, looking at it from where we're standing here, unless we have a real change in this country, things are going to get to even worse. You know, God help us when Giuliani becomes the president of the United States. I believe Mark's still with me. Mark?
Yes, I am. But, you know, one of the things that you and Mike did not really touch on, the fact that Giuliani, of course, most Catholics would disavow him because of his views on things where, you know, we have absolutely no wiggle room, such as abortion and gay marriage, things like that. At the same time, remember that the Zionists have had a very difficult time gaining the kind of Catholic support, and in particular the support from Rome with regards to this war on the Muslims. Now, I have maintained for several years now that what the Zionists plan to do is that they need some type of an event to get all of the Catholics in the world behind this war, because we're talking about over a billion people worldwide. And I have long maintained and still do that they plan to do something dramatic, such as set a bomb off in the Vatican or something like that, to mobilize Catholics around the world in supporting this war. And it is not an accident that Giuliani, at least nominally, is Catholic, and if he is elected president, this is going to be used as a wedge in trying to get whoever is Pope at that time, because we don't know that Benedict is going to be in office at that time. It's going to be a means of trying to bring the Vatican around into supporting this war. You know, it used to be a death knell that we would never elect a Catholic president in the United States. John F. Kennedy was the only Catholic president that we had, and they made a big issue about him being Catholic. And, you know, the fact that they're not harping on this right now with Giuliani shows that they, in my opinion, that they plan to utilize this to their own ends, and it's something that we need to keep our eyes on.
And you know what? And you know what? Of course it will be utilized. I mean, just imagine, you know, they're going to bring up, you see, right now, this is what I'm saying. They're keeping a lot of Giuliani's...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth.
Can't hear anything.
Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politics. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. No short head, yet a belly.
Welcome to yet another edition of Truth Jihad Radio, right here on another big Saturday night on republicbroadcasting.org. We have a great show coming at you tonight. A relatively recently contacted guest was able to come on, and this is one of my favorite people in my region, a true wealth of information about what's really happening at the underside of what we usually see. We're usually looking at the surface of things, and we miss the long-term deep structure that's driving things. And we're in a decaying empire now. I think there's no question about that. And to understand the situation around us, why are things going the way they're going? Why do we have some of these outrageous problems that we've been having with losing our Constitution and seeing a decline in moral standards across the board, especially at the top. Well, there's a reason for that, and it's following an age-old historical pattern. Empires rise and fall, and they don't rise and fall for the reasons that some of the simplistic neocon types like to think. People get too soft, they fall. You know, if they're tough and kill everybody, they rise. It's actually quite the opposite. And we'll find out more about that from our guest tonight. It's Bob Roeschlein of RealEconomy.com, a highly recommended website. And, let's just bring him on. How you doing, Bob?
Doing great.
Well, it's good to have you back. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. A month or two, I suppose. It's been an interesting summer.
It certainly has, and in fact, it does look like the empire has crumbled significantly since we last spoke.
Well, it has, and it continues. On the other hand, the imperial presidency is entrenched as ever, and Congress is kind of rolling over and playing dead on more and more issues. It's kind of disgusting right now, but just as we saw the republic become an empire under Rome, the same thing is happening here in America.
And there are a couple of different sides to that. There's the surface side where our democratic and republican institutions, those are with a small d and a small r, of course, our political institutions have been cast aside by a military-industrial complex that seems to rule through the executive branch and through private channels. The 9/11 coup d'etat, of course, is the prime example there, but we're seeing it all over the place with Congress just being completely ignored and becoming irrelevant. And below the surface, though, you point out that there's a kind of an economic substructure that drives all of this. Maybe could you sort of give a very brief summary of your approach to the economics of empire and militarization?
Well, the main thing is that manufacturing sector suffers when the military sector is built up, because it takes away scientists, engineers, and capital away from the manufacturing sector. So the first big lie is the rise of the service sector in America, and to, trying to portray that as something normal. That's a sign of decay of empire, because we're losing the manufacturing sector. When China produces 620,000 engineers a year and we only produce 93,000, we're falling way behind fast. And once they start producing everything, and they start producing the higher quality things eventually, not just the cheap stuff that they're doing now, they will be a powerhouse, and they will take over the banking systems and everything else, like Japan did in the 80s.
Okay, and we'll talk more about that when we come back in just a moment, so stick around.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Found out. We found out 9/11 was an inside job, and we found out the hard way that we're in the middle of a decaying empire that's tottering and just about to topple, it looks like. And my guest tonight, Bob Rochline of RealEconomy.com, has some reasons for us to explain why that's happening. Now, Bob, there was a recent article by a guy named Philip Atkinson. He published it at a website called Family Security Matters, which is linked to a bunch of high-level neocons. And in that article, Atkinson called for Bush to declare himself president for life and emperor of the world, and for him to commit genocide. All of this to forestall the imminent decline and collapse of the American empire. Do you think Atkinson was barking up the wrong tree there?
Yeah, the theory of military Keynesianism is the one that supposedly military spending stimulates the economy. It's never been true, not even during World War II, which is the sort of classic example. The late years of the Great Depression, we had a higher growth rate than the World War II years, and we would have had the unemployment rate down to a manageable level if there wasn't a minor setback when Roosevelt tried to balance the budget when he ran for re-election in 36. But other than that, the pattern is clear-cut that actually you're much better off with lower military spending in every conceivable circumstance you can think of.
And this isn't just a theory, but you've actually looked at the way this has operated in history, in real-life historical situations, and including today's world, where you've compared the U.S. and Britain with their high military spending and what that brings with it to Europe and Japan with lower military spending. What are some of the comparisons that you found?
Well, I found that in a high military spending society, in empire society, you develop a stagnant economy and all the arrows go sideways. In other words, if you look at the economic pie and somebody gets a little more and somebody gets a little less, it's always changing. And what happens is the person who gets a little more gets a little more, and the person who gets a little less drops out of the system, becomes homeless or unemployed or something disastrous like that. Whereas in a growing society, a healthy, low military spending society, you're growing and the whole economy is doubling or tripling every so often. And so the bottom of the spectrum still suffers, but they don't drop through the floor. They still have the same, if they're frozen in their wages, then they're at least holding their own. And some people are making more, but they aren't losing their jobs. They aren't going homeless. So you see a difference in unemployment rates between the Japans and Swedens during the Cold War compared to the United States.
And you see a crime rate that follows that, don't you, with the unemployment and the poverty leading to higher crime in the high military spending countries.
Exactly. In fact, when you look at military spending as a percent of GNP, and compare it to the crime rates and murder rates. Murder is the most consistent crime, but I developed an index out of criminals, murder rate, and crime rate, you know, a three-part index. And either way, it comes out the same. It's directly proportional to your military spending, from way low for Japan, moderate for Europe, and way high for America. And that's a consistent pattern, and you break down the European countries, you know, again, it's proportional to military spending, lowest for Italy and then Germany, and a little higher for France, and France and England are a little higher, but actually there's a phenomena, a maturization phenomena. The 400-year-old societies like New England, Virginia, London, Britain, and France, you know, Paris, those four spots, you know, track at proportional to military spending, but at 40% of the level of the, say, Germany, Italy, Japan, United States, are all countries that essentially formed around the middle of the 19th century. So they've been around 150 years. So you see they are exactly proportional. The emerging societies are exactly proportional to their military spending, their crime and murder rates, and And the same with the more mature societies. It's just that the rate is, overall rate is lower for a more mature society. So there's some hope that we can mature as a society, but right now it looks like Nero fiddled while Rome burned and Bush fiddled while New Orleans drowned.
Right. And I sometimes wonder if the crime indicators that follow high military spending might not only be related to economic factors that drive people to crime because of bad living conditions and so on, but also militaries train people to be killers. That's really what they do. There's this book I often refer to, I highly recommend it, called On Killing by Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. And Grossman looks at military history as a centuries-old, millennia-old attempt to get over or get past the built-in human aversion to killing fellow members of our species. And militaries have been working for millennia to try to take people with this built-in aversion to killing, except in extreme defensive circumstances, and turn them into soldiers, that is, people who can be trained to kill at will and turn towards anybody pretty much as killers. And the military system has become very sophisticated at using Pavlovian conditioning to turn ordinary human beings into killers, the equivalent of what would have been called psychopaths in an earlier age. And it seems to me that by brainwashing tens, hundreds of thousands of young people, turning them into psychopathic killers, that's probably a major contributor to violent crime.
It certainly is, because if you look at the United States, essentially you have the same growth rate for the whole country, and yet if you look at North versus South, you find that there's twice as high military spending and crime rates in the 22 southern states compared to the 28 northern states. So you find that proportionality, and so the psychological approach is important. And when you train millions of trained killers, they can train without thought at a moment's reflection, you know, at a blink of an eye. A bar fight that might just end up with a black eye can end up with a dead body instead or something like that, you know. And so you've got these people loose in society. Blood makes the grass grow, you know. They chanted in front of one peace activist in Arizona. Some Marines troop came by and chanted that. And you see that in some of these gorier Vietnam films, like Full Metal Jacket and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a great film.
There's lots and lots of evidence that you're right. In fact, military bases have higher crime rates around them and very high rape rates. You know, that's why Okinawa is upset about having our troops in Japan and Okinawa. And oh, my boy would never do anything like that. They protect their people and let them get away with stuff, and it's kind of a microcosm of what this whole Bush regime does.
Well, yeah, it's been called a pathocracy. There's a book out there called Political Ponerology. It's by this Polish guy, I think you pronounce it Lobosuski, and Ponerology means the study of evil. And the argument is that in hierarchies, there's a tendency for psychopaths to rise because they're not inhibited by the same factors that ordinary people are, such as having a hard time lying, you know, shamelessly or killing or just doing whatever it takes to climb the ladder. So you end up with a fairly high concentration of psychopaths, which is a distinction made by psychiatry, at the tops of these ladders of power. And the military strikes me as one place, along with the intelligence agencies, where this tendency would be really marked, because to succeed in the military, you just have to be really, really good at applying, you know, massive violence and killing huge numbers of people. And of course, there are tendencies that, you know, countervail this tendency for the most ruthless psychopaths to get to the top. But it seems to me that we've had that kind of triumph of pathocracy. talk a little bit more about that when we come back from the break. All right, this is Kevin Barrett right here on Truth Jihad Radio at republicbroadcasting.org, talking to Bob Roeschlein of realeconomy.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Republicbroadcasting.org. This is Kevin Barrett doing Truth Jihad Radio right here every Saturday night. Republicbroadcasting.org has a whole lot more than free speech radio. They also have a lot of great products at their store, and that's the Republic Trading Group, which handles gold and silver. They also have all kinds of other great stuff, and remember, the U.S. dollar is just about to crash. Helicopter Ben is throwing it out of helicopters, the dollar's not going to be worth the paper it's printed on pretty soon, speaking of the decline of empire. And you better cash that stuff in for gold and silver if you have any of it. So check it out, Republic Trading Group, and you can find it at republicbroadcasting.org. All right. So we were just talking about those neocons, the cult followers of a demented Nazi guru named Leo Strauss, who was the leading disciple of the leading Nazi philosopher Carl Schmitt. Strauss happened to be Jewish, so he couldn't really practice his Nazism in Germany. He came to the University of Chicago instead, trained a generation of students, people like mathematics genius Paul Wolfowitz, in this bizarre philosophy of the big lie and utter ruthlessness, brainwashing the people by use of dumbed-down religion. Boy, does this sound familiar? Anybody doing that these days? I think the Bush administration really has shown us the triumph of neoconservatism, which, of course, is a triumph for them and a pretty major defeat for the rest of us.
Well, you know, empire and feudalism have a lot in common. If you notice, in feudalism, there's a rise of the church and the downplay of science. And a lot of militarism everywhere, you know, knights in shining armor, castles, lords and serfs, the big income inequality spread. These are all hallmarks.